This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. Senator John McCain's casket has arrived in Maryland ahead of ceremonies Friday at the U.S. Capitol. McCain was flown to Joint Base Andrews outside Washington after a church service Thursday in Phoenix. Former Vice President Joe Biden, dabbing his eyes as he spoke at the service, said he believes McCain's death has hit people so hard because they knew he believed so deeply and so forcefully in the soul of America.
It wasn't about politics with John. He could disagree on substance, but it was the underlying values that animated everything John did, everything he was.
Six-term Republican senator from Arizona will lie in state under the U.S. Capitol Rotunda on Friday for a ceremony and public visitation. On Saturday, McCain's procession pauses by the Vietnam Memorial and heads for Washington National Cathedral for a formal funeral service. McCain died last Saturday of brain cancer at the age of 81. President Donald Trump has told Congress he's canceling a pay raise that most civilian federal employees were due to receive in January, citing budgetary constraints. Trump informed House and Senate leaders in a letter sent Thursday that says federal agency budgets cannot sustain such increases. The president also told a campaign-style rally in Indiana on Thursday that his administration is, quote, standing up for free speech rights, warning that large social media companies could not be allowed to control what we can and cannot see. He blamed Google, Facebook, Twitter, and other social media giants and said that political censorship blacklisting and called it a rigged search result. This is VOA. Organizers of Aretha Franklin's funeral insist it will be a service, not a show. The Queen of Soul's final send-off Friday in Detroit will boast a lineup of speakers and singers that would rival any of the hottest venues, past or present. And it follows 2 days of a public viewing that drew thousands paying their respects, the AP's Ed Donahoe reports.
In Arizona, he was our hero. I think you can see from this outpouring of support and love for John McCain that he was America's hero.
The line for public viewing stretched more than a half mile. A white 1940s Cadillac hearse brought the casket of the Queen of Soul into the church. Joyce Stroud traveled from Florida to Detroit.
It was absolutely beautiful. She was in a bronze casket this time. She looked at peace.
Friend Michael Eric Dyson was asked, what would Aretha Franklin think about all this attention?
It would be truly humbling to her, although let's not forget she was a diva. So the diva will be respected and the diva will be recognized.
Among those who will be at Aretha Franklin's funeral, Stevie Wonder, Jennifer Hudson, and former President Bill Clinton. I'm Ed Donahue.
The United Nations is issuing a stark warning about a potential catastrophic loss of life if Syrian forces with Russian support mount a full-scale military assault to retake Idlib province, the last major rebel-held enclave in Syria. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Nearly 3 million people are crammed into this small rebel-held enclave. About half that population includes displaced people who have fled from previous areas of conflict, many of them women and children. U.S. Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says all these lives are at stake because there is no other Idlib. He says there is no other place where people can go. De Mistura is calling for patience before rushing into military action. He says time is needed to devise ways to save the civilian population. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The former NSA contractor sent to prison for leaking classified information is speaking out about what she did. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Reality Winner is doing more than 5 years in prison for leaking a classified report on Russian hacking. Does she regret what she did?
Yes, deeply.
She spoke by telephone from the Lincoln County Jail in Georgia, telling CBS this morning that she appreciates a tweet from President Trump, who said that what she did was, quote, small potatoes compared to what Hillary Clinton did.
Even our commander-in-chief, President Trump, has kind of come out and said, wait a minute, this is really unfair. There's this double standard here, and for that, I can't thank him enough.
This is VOA. I'm Lori London.